Blog Talk Radio.
Fifth Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger. Diane has been given message from the fifth dimension and higher to bring greater peace and understanding to the lives of others. She lives and experiences these higher dimensions to help our world come into balance and to raise to a higher vibration of love. You can find more information on Diane on Facebook at www.facebook.com/dbachberger1 as she shares great wisdom with the world. Let's welcome your host of Fifth Dimensional Living, Diane Bachberger.
Everyone, this is Diane, and thank you for listening in on Fifth Dimensional Living. What propels a civilization into the next step? Join me over the next hour as I take you into the fifth dimension and beyond. Today is August the 27th, 2014, and it's 11:01 a.m. There's a lot of really shuffling energy and layers that we're wading through as we expand our energy and expand our consciousness. And fifth dimensional living is all about learning a little bit more about what fifth dimensional consciousness is all about. And it represents heart consciousness, opening up the heart, expanding the chakras beyond what humanity has experienced over the past several millennia. 3D consciousness is based on ego, materialism, and it has to do with money and preoccupation with polar opposites. And you may have been, seeing that for a long time now, but war and peace, love, hate, love, fear, the dark and the light, it's all has to do with in the realms here in 3D. A lot has been going on. Like I was saying, that humanity is expanding their energy and opening up their heart chakra, their upper heart chakra, and connecting more with each other and with Source and living in a more peaceful consciousness that's balanced. And it's not about linear time. It's about enjoying and being in now time. And it goes beyond that into eternal time. So it's just the way we feel and we think, and, that we think from the heart. So I'm glad for all the new listeners that are listening in, joining me on this voyage into the inner self, learning about yourself, but also doing a lot of healing. Many people right now are going within themselves and looking at the parts of themselves that they really don't want to look at. It has to do with that divine creative energy, the feminine energy that we have within ourselves. And up to now, for many people, has been welled and held in the subconscious. And the way humanity has been accessing it is through dream time and being creative. And, I've talked a lot on many different shows about these different things. So, I want to talk a little bit about that today, but I want to talk about how in fifth dimensional consciousness we look at things maybe in a different aspect, in a different way, but it's a more balanced way. But also, there are messages. What's going on within us is reflected on the outside of ourselves. And in fifth dimensional consciousness, we can see that in a different way, in a clearer way. A while back I was talking about lunar eclipses and how when they happen, they open up doorways. And different doorways have been shutting lately and new ones have been opening up. And these eclipses have been symbolic or representative of what we've been doing within ourselves. And I want to talk a little bit more about that today. But first of all, I'll talk about Earth Angels Radio, which Carol Guy started in 2007. And it's about the inner journey. You know, the site's being reconfigured right now. So, you know, if you want to know a little bit more about me and Fifth Dimensional Living, on Facebook there is a site called Fifth Dimensional Living. So you can just plug that in, Google it, and you'll be able to get the site. And at the beginning, Carol talks about me and, you know, how to access me on Facebook, too, because I don't really have a web page. So also, too, you know, please go to Blog Talk and access the shows and the archive shows that are on Earth Angels Radio. And we're also streaming live on IPM Nation. So please go to www.ipmnation.com to find out about our shows there. And apparently Fifth Dimensional Living is in the top 10 shows for that radio station. So I think that's pretty cool. I just found that out today. So getting back to what I was saying about eclipses. In April of this year, there was an eclipse, and apparently it was the first of four eclipses they call the tetrad of lunar eclipses, the red moons. And, you know, in different publications and different places, even the Bible, people say that they're being talked about. And they represent, you know, just different things transpiring within humanity. You know, some people have seen them as end times, but I see them as beginning times and things really shifting for people. So, you know, there's this NASA Science News article, and it's science.nasa.gov/science-news/science-at-nasa/2004/27th-March-tetrad. T-E-T-R-A-D, so you can Google that. And they talk about the series of lunar eclipses. And it started, the first one started on April the 15th. And I talked about that on the shows I did way back when. So, you know, you can go to the archives and access the shows. So, anyway, this article just goes on to say that the full moon passes through the umber shadow of the Earth, producing a midnight eclipse visible across North America. So begins a lunar eclipse triad, a series of four consecutive total eclipses occurring at approximately 6 month intervals. The total eclipse of April the 15th, 2014, will be followed by another on October the 8th, 2014, and there's also a lunar eclipse that month. So there was two of them in April, both solar and lunar. And in October, there's also going to be a lunar and a solar. But the next solar one's October the 8th, 2014, of that other pair. And then the other one's April the 4th, 2015, and another on September the 28th, 2015. And, you know, they just say the most unique thing about this 2014 to 2015 triad is that all of them are visible for all parts of the U.S. And I see this as an opening of and balancing of the male energy that is, you know, very strong in this part of the world. And anyway, they go on to say on average lunar eclipses occur about twice a year, but not all of them are total. There are three types, and you can read about that. But the total eclipse, when the entire moon is shadowed, is best of all. The face of the moon turns sunset red for up to an hour or more as the eclipse slowly unfolds. And during the 21st century, there are eight sets of triads. So I would describe triads as frequency and currents in the current pattern of lunar eclipses, but this has not always been the case. During the 300-year interval between 1600 to 1900, for instance, there were no triads at all. So that's April the 15th eclipse was at 2 a.m. Eastern Time, and you may have seen that. And the totality occurs during a 78-minute interval beginning around 3 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast, midnight on the West Coast. Weather permitting, the red moon will be easy to see across North America. Why red? A quick trip to the moon provides the answer. Imagine yourself standing on a dusty lunar plain looking up the sky. Overhead hangs Earth, night side down, completely hiding behind it. The eclipse is underway. You might expect Earth seen in this way too utterly dark, but it's not. The rim of the planet is on fire. As you scan your eyes around the Earth's circumference, you're seeing every sunrise and every sunset in the world, all of them at once. This incredible light beams into the heart of the Earth's shadow, filling it with coppery glow and transforming the moon into a great red orb. So, just to remind you about those dates, because this is pretty interesting, but also, at this time, there's something even more interesting going on. The Mars conjunct Saturn in Scorpio is going on. But also, I just got to get to the site. The star Regularis in constellation Leo, it shifts from Leo to Virgo in 2012. But right now, the new moon in Virgo also. So they're talking about, you heard about the age of Aquarius and how things started being activated. There's an article in Dark Star Astrology, and you know, you just have to Google darkstarastrology.com, new moon, August 2014. The reason why I'm talking about these things is what goes on within us is mirrored around us. And a lot is going on right now. So this new moon in August of 2014, it happened on August the 25th, and it was at 2 degrees Virgo and falls within 2.5 degrees of the royal star of Regulus, the heart of the lion. This is significant because Regulus entered tropical Virgo from Leo on November the 28th. 2011. This is the first new moon to hit Regularis since it changed signs. So this is pretty interesting. And there's been a lot of energy shifting lately and a lot of shifting going on within humanity because I see black swans when the big shifts happen, and I've seen about three of them in the last week. And I saw 17 black swans one day in 66, and then there was 51, which are all magical numbers. So it says here, so I would hope to see this moon reflecting back to us something of this huge astrological event means for collective, for the collective, human collective. And this person goes on to say that the transition makes me think of the Egyptian Sphinx, which has the head of the goddess and the body of the lion. When the nature of the world is revealed, then the mystery of the Sphinx will no longer exist. So, this is what Alice Bailey wrote, and a Google search on the web will take you to some excellent articles to what other astrologers are making the connection of Regularis entry into Virgo with the return of the goddess. So these are big times right now. You know, I was talking at the beginning of the show about, you know, the subconscious and how we've buried it, and, you know, how the energy in 3D has been polaric split. It's all about balance right now in as we go and shift our energy into fifth-dimensional consciousness. So it's about return of the goddess. It's about balancing the masculine and feminine. You know, we stand at this very moment on the threshold of a new age, the age of Regulus in Virgo, the age of the common woman. Looking back, it says here, about 2,000 years ago, we see that sometimes around the time when Regularis entered Leo, a sign which is now departing, Julius Caesar was being born, as were the grandparents of Jesus Christ. No one would have been able to predict the evolutionary story that would have unfolded from these events. Just think of it. Julius Caesar's and Christ's little, they say here, grandma would have ended up together and evolved the union of the Roman Empire and Judaism into the Roman Catholic Church. Anyway, Michael Lewton wrote this article that the quote's coming from, and they go on to say, Michael ends the article with the story of the Pope opening the letters given to him by the children of Fatima from the Virgin Mary. It was said when the Pope opened the last one, he fainted and he never revealed the contents to the world. But apparently, it has been revealed. And it says here, wouldn't you like to know what was in the letter? Per Corium Leonis in Signo Virginis in Sortitum Stellarum T. Salamus, which roughly translates mean Regularis is in Virgo, so move over, boys. And it just, you know, it's kind of uses a little foul language here. It says the patriarch is blankety blank. So Regularis is one of the four archangel stars and the largest that actually falls on the ecliptic, the sun's path. Early English astrologers made it content of glory, riches, and power to all those born under its influence, and it is generally considered fortunate, courageous, successful, and all those qualities associated with the sunset Leo. But Regularis has its negative side. It gives violence, destructive military honor, short duration with ultimate failure, imprisonment, violent death. Bernadette Brady associates Regularis with downfall, which might be anticipating its fall from grace. So it just means about a whole change. You know, things totally change. They fall, and then something else is recreated. But with Regularis, they say here, this is written before the 25th, it seems so appropriately and timely. We consider a world ruled by powerful elites and society ruled by money and power. Now we have Regularis moved into the sign of service, resourcefulness, technology, skill, and duty as we consider race, a waste, and also, you know, prejudice and that sort of thing, global resources, efficiency, and how to get things done better. You know, we're looking at things as we go through these Uranus-Pluto squares, and we just went through one in April, and another one's coming up in December, that we go through a Mercury retrograde, and it takes us back, and we look at what hasn't worked. So anyway, this Regularis into Virgo, it says for the past 600 years or so, Regularis has been in Leo Decan 3, which is ruled by Mars, and both Cadian and triplicity leadership. It makes it doubtably aggressive and only amplifies Regularis conquering and pillaging side further. So it's been a time of war. Anyway, this person decided to use the year 2000 positions of Regularis because most people reading my blog are going to be of the generation of Regularis in Leo for now. So my appraisal of Leo Decan 2 includes the influence of Regularis. They're always right. The rule is absolute. Any challenge to their authority is seen as betrayal. And this has been the way it has been here, you know, of the elite. Loyalty, loyalty, and more loyalty. This is the number one demand of their loved ones in return for their devotion to you. They expect you to defend the values of pride to the ninth degree. Any deviation from the sign of rebellion must be crushed. Bottom line, the lion is man-eating beast. It can be cruel and threatened when it's threatened. So you really want these folks on your side, for they will fight and defend you until they split the last drop of blood. This new moon on the 25th that just happened a couple of days ago falls in Virgo Decan 1, which is a totally different creature, but it's still ruled by the sun and Mercury by triplicity. The energy is still regal but queenly rather than kingly. These seers usually develop their sensitivity after a period of suffering, dutifully caring, and even broken heart. These folks are good at medicating those who are grieving. They are appropriate for their patients, friends, lovers, children, you know, parents and neighbors. So as a result of 2,000 years of bloodshed and suffering, the human race has, through a broken heart, learned to open its heart chakra. So because it says here that because they've suffered, they've learned to reopen their heart chakra again. So going through polarity and having these extreme emotions and going through war was actually propelled humanity back into who they really are. It also has individuated and developed an ego. Yes, we are all one. Yes, we are unique individuals. And that's what, in fifth-dimensional consciousness, there still is an ego. But the ego is like a child that we have to nurture, right? Anyway, I'd like to think of sun symbols as both a halo and an eye. Mercury has a healing influence and may go through stages of self-medicating to get over trauma. When it becomes apparent how badly we as humans been abused, there is both a yod and a learning triangle and a new moon chart. So we're learning things right now. And it's Venus and Lilith in tight square to Mars, Saturn, a battle of the sexes. But it also could be looked at as a balancing of the masculine, feminine energy. That's what I'm saying. They're not saying this, but I see it that way. The Saturn Mars on Zoop and Eskimali would prove interesting. As Robinson says, with Mars, it brings high ambitions, success through energy, influence, position, forceful writer, speaker, and with Saturn, cautious, reserved, studious, economical, analytical, good chemistry or detective, good judge human. Both the goddesses are greatly empowered by the star Merak in the heart of the Great Bear. Merak brings command and domination, but is also empowering. I think the mix of the fiery goddess energy plus the caution, the sound judgment means that through conflict, understanding is found. You know, you see a lot of conflict going on in the earth, and a lot of people are going, oh my God, what's going on? It may be a way of creating this balance because, you know, right now there's a lot going on in the States, which is symbolic of the distorted masculine energy, and there's a lot going on in Russia, which is this distorted feminine energy. But anyway, they go on to say here, it's a yod points to the Uranus prescription on Alpiratas, still waiting to break free its change. You can see a very strong theme of transition at this new moon. You know, I was really feeling it. I was, like, so energized. And, you know, I was doing so many things on that new moon. It was unbelievable. Anyway, it says here, it shows the evolution of humans being of service. And, you know, this person sees it in one way. I see it another way. To a sovereign and service to humanity. This new moon gives us a glimpse of a future where we all shall be sovereign for all. You know, so it's pretty interesting what's going on right now. Apparently somebody saw a halo around the sun, and when they were seeing, you know, the transition from the new moon into the sun, and it was symbolic of, you know, everything kind of blending together. I've noticed the times where the sun is red in the sky seem longer, so, you know, that twilight time seems longer right now. I wanted to talk a little bit about the Mars conjunct Saturn in Scorpio. You know, it started, Mars or Saturn went in Scorpio in 2012, and it's a time where humanity is going deep. It's almost like we're being twisted and turned, and, you know, like to look at things in a whole bunch of different directions. And, you know, this Black Moon and Lilith conjunct Venus is also that feminine energy opening up with us. And, you know, I talked a little bit of masculine energy to boot with that, too. The Mars and the Black Moon Lilith are all really interesting. And the Virgo opposes Neptune, which, you know, the water sign is balancing in that. You know, there's a big shift that's been happening, especially recently, and it's all about evolution from our subconscious to knowing, and that's the knowing is coming in 2015 when we go through the seventh Uranus-Pluto square. So I will talk about that then, but I'm just mentioning it. So it's we're going through an evolution, and we're the subconscious is becoming the conscious. The unknown is becoming the knowing. And it has to do with balancing and embracing that feminine creative energy, which humanity kind of separated within themselves. You know, Scorpio is the unconscious. And it's about, you know, going, Saturn takes us deep, and we go into the deep stuff, and we're looking at that subconscious, unconscious part of ourselves. You know, a lot of us don't want to. So it's a conscious choice, but it's being thrown our way, okay? It's happening within us. So that's why it's showing up in the stars. You know, consciousness is being conscious of everything, including the stuff we have not looked at. You know, it may not mean we're looking at everything simultaneously, you know, because the mind, for some people, is not open like it is in fifth dimensional consciousness. You know, I've been talking about, you know, the Uranus-Pluto square in April opening up the throat chakra and people speaking the truth. And a lot of times people are saying really stupid things. It seems like they're really stupid, but they're actually voicing what they see within themselves and they're expressing it. And, you know, some people have gotten themselves into trouble with it. And, you know, lately in the States, people are saying really kind of outlandish things about black people. And, you know, black people in Ferguson have had enough and they've been kind of rebelling. It may not be the best thing, but they're expressing their truth in their own way. On Jon Stewart's show last night, I never watched that show, but for some reason my higher self was telling me to turn on the television, and he was talking about that very topic and how ridiculous it is. So, you know, I posted it on my Facebook wall, but you can also look it up. Just plug in August the 26th and Jon Stewart show, and you'll be able to get that. You know, we've been looking at the violence. We've been looking at negative emotions within ourselves, and it's been mirrored around us in wars and violence, you know, in the Middle East and in Russia and in the U.S. and many other places around the world. You know, one of the articles I was looking at this morning, because I was thinking, you know, something's really going on. And then it came to me, you know, like we're really going through this in the new age. It's really happening. And it's happening like over the last 2 days, like bang, bang, bang. And so it's okay to look at those violent and those negative emotions that we have within ourselves. A lot of people are saying, oh, I don't want to look at those. They're too scary. But, you know, if you look at them and you acknowledge that you have them, there can be a release and a balance within yourself. Okay, that's why I'm talking about these things. And that's part of fifth dimensional consciousness, to balance your emotions and not have extreme emotions. Because extreme emotions cause people to react in extreme ways, okay? You know, other people have been putting their values on us. And, you know, we were talking about at a little bit at the beginning of the show about how Christianity formed and how, you know, it wasn't really because of Jesus, even though he had, or, you know, has many beautiful insights. And he did open up the heart consciousness within humanity. But it was like an opening of a doorway to that masculine energy that kind of took over. A lot of people don't see it that way, but, you know, I'm expressing my truth right now. So, you know, a lot of, I don't want to put it bluntly, but a lot of crap, a lot of dark is coming out right now. I took in my dark energy and balanced it out. And, you know, when the more of us that do that, the easier it is for other people to do it. And it doesn't seem to be so bad after. And it just gets released, and there's like a teeter-totter. You can create the balance within yourself of beauty and love in the moment and seeing those things, okay? I was also Pluto rules Cancer that we went through, and I was talking about the Black Moon Lilith, which, you know, there was that distorted feminine energy that's becoming more balanced. You know, we reject our bad stuff. Scorpio is the secrets, but Saturn is causing us to look deeper. You know, I've talked about this on other shows, but just to kind of review. You know, we see what we want, but, you know, within ourselves, and we want to do better, and we want to be, but, you know, we are perfection. But when, you know, polarity splits people, then these extreme things happen. But it's part of what I said at the beginning, a learning process, and propels us into this heart consciousness. But we went from, we're back in our earthly part, okay, Virgo. So we're looking at the dark signs. We're looking at the parts that we don't like. We're deciding what has worked and what hasn't worked. There's timelines compressing right now, which means, you know, in linear time, with all the splitting, there's different layers and different dimensions within each one, right? I've explained that on some other shows, but so I won't get into it, but you can do a little research on it in time. So, you know, basically, there's a whole bunch of different realities. And right now, all these realities are kind of compressing, and there's becoming less and less of them. But timelines keep repeating themselves. And one thing I noticed, you know, there's this Ebola outbreak, and there's a kind of a pattern right now that is very similar to the Dark Ages. And then, you know, the Black Death happened, and blood has to do with not feeling loved. And but this Ebola is happening just before all these other things are opening up, all these different gateways to love and to this new age of Aquarius really starting to happen. You know, I didn't do this show last week. Carol did it, but I did the show the week before, and I was talking about being your own hero and taking things into your own hands and looking within yourself and doing what you have to do to heal. And, you know, all you have to do is ask to have this energy healed, and, it, you know, it will happen for you. It's all about speaking from the heart. And, you know, I've been seeing these number patterns and these shifts and these black swans, and it, you know, has to do with that dark energy in a way, too. So, you know, many, many things are happening right now. I was talking about John Stewart talking about prejudice and the black people in the U.S. and, you know, racial prejudice about black and white. You know, that has to do with polarity. You know, a lot of people thinking, whatever happened? You know, it has to do with 3D mentality. When you shift into fifth dimensional consciousness, you know, none of that stuff that has to do with black and white, you know, fear, love, and all those things, there's no extremes like that. So there's, you know, a lot of people look at, you know, there's bad things and good things. Well, 3D is just a type of consciousness. Anyway, but it was brave of him. He spoke his truth. John Stewart spoke his truth on TV, and hopefully a lot of people were listening to that. You know, war, as I was saying before, is splitting from the original feminine and fighting within the self, not liking what you see within yourself, okay? You know, I was talking before about the two superpowers that were, you know, the U.S. and Russia. The U.S. is the distorted masculine, you know, part of Canada, too, and Russia, the distorted feminine. So, you know, it's up to you what you how you want to see things and the energy and how you want to heal yourself. Also wanted to talk about, I might go back and talk a little bit more about some of that stuff again, but I wanted to talk about some of the animals that I saw or how I've seen them lately because, you know, in fifth dimensional consciousness, animals are a big part of a reflection of what we have within ourselves. You know, I've been seeing the squirrel. You know, this time of the year where the squirrel begins to collect things. And it's activity and preparedness, and it's year-round. So humanity is getting prepared to do some massive shifting and to do some more. You know, it's they're coming up. And also, I've been seeing the toad. And it's about leading a double life. What is significant? What should be mediated by anyone with the amphibian totem? It comes from two words, amphi, double, and bios, life. So, you know, there has been this double life that humanity has been, you know, hiding. You know, there are some nasty things going on in the planet, and people go to church and they live one life, but they're doing all these things like selling drugs or, you know, selling people. It's all part of this polaric 3D consciousness. I'm not saying everybody is like that, but it's more apparent in 3D consciousness. You know, from a symbolic aspect, you know, they've always taught in lore in ancient cultures about amphibians, the keeper of dreams, the water element. You know, I was talking about the feminine energy and this creative, original feminine energy. So these, they have been able to live on water and land. So, you know, and we're going into Aquarius, the water, the feminine. More and more people are having lucid dreaming. They're being able to recall their dreams and being able to manipulate and understand what is happening, what's being projected within their dream time. And, you know, some people have been more aware of astral projection too. But I've been telling people, especially recently, that, you know, it's better to be in your body, because as you shift and go through the ascension, which is happening in the physical body, there's heat involved, but there's also balance of water. And, you know, the balance of all the four elements, you know, earth, land, air, and water. And they're all being shown right now in the astrological and, you know, signs. So it has to do with emotion, the water, too. And it goes on to say that the most recognized amphibians are frogs, toads, and salamanders. And anyway, it represents, you know, joining of the two, okay, and the feminine and the masculine energy. So they go saying that amphibians, like some reptiles, will shed their skin as they outgrow the old one. You know, we're going through this metamorphosis, or this transition, or this, you know, our energy is expanding. The way we take light in is changing. Our DNA is shifting. You know, I was connecting to the Dolphin Collective, and I will talk a little bit about that if I can get the time to talk about it and what that means. But it has to do with the DNA and that sort of thing, too, what's been going on. You know, humanity has had two strands of DNA, but there's been this extra DNA. But there's children being born with 12 strands of DNA, and they've been expanding. And humanity is going to 144 strands of DNA as they go through this ascension process. So this shedding of the skin is very symbolic of transformation, resurrection, and rebirth, just like humanity's going, you know, going through. And they go on to say that they don't drink water. It's absorbed through the skin. And, you know, it's you find them spending great amounts of time in bath, tub, or shower. So, you know, it's a time of great change, a time of great power within humanity, with reconnecting with that feminine creative energy within them. I was also seeing the porcupine. And, you know, I haven't mentioned the page numbers, but I'm using the book Animal Speak by Ted Andrews. On page 299, porcupine, keynote, a renewed sense of wonder. Autumn. You know, we're going through these periods that we're looking at things and seeing what hasn't worked for us. And, you know, I've talked about how it's reflected in the stars, and I've talked about, you know, the different things that are happening right now. But this keynote, sense of wonder. You know, we're curious, we're fascinated. But, you know, the porcupine is a member of the rodent family. It's sometimes called a hedgehog. But, you know, the hedgehog is an entirely different animal. But they say they're good-natured, and they shuffle along at their own pace. They're even clumsy and slow on the ground. They're excellent climbers and climb 50 to 60 feet. The legs are short but strong. So, you know, this is a time where humanity is climbing. They say they eat the barks of various trees and evergreens, and they enjoy blossoms, young leaves, and the water lilies. They also, so they crave salt, and, you know, so they like water, too. It's the balance of the land and the sea again. He talks here, Ted Andrews, about his first porcupine in northern Ontario, and he had to portage his canoe, and he came the next stage of a river. A porcupine was on its edge about 3 feet out, feeding on water lilies. It looked more curious and amused, and simply resumed its feeding, more fascinated by the lilies than it was by me. So it reflects much about the personality and the character of the porcupine. It has a good nature, and it seems to enjoy about everything it does. You know, a lot of humanity are balancing their masculine, feminine energy right now and are not reacting in extreme ways, right? But, you know, they are able to have understanding of 3D reality around them, and their energy is expanding. You know, the quills can be representative of that energy. You know, they're talking about cougars, and that's another one of the animals that I've seen or I've been having contact with in my visions, okay? But they say cougars are also successful at preying on porcupines. They've learned the act of flipping it onto its back, exposing its vulnerable belly. So it says the cougar should be studied by those with the porcupine totem. So it's pretty interesting. So they're successful to snuffles. This is a flu-like disease that affects animals, and it's a result of lack of nutrients. So anybody with a porcupine totem should be careful to have a diet rich in nutrients and vitamins, especially eating leafy greens. That, you know, it's important. The porcupine is a herbivore. So if you feel like your energy weakening or you're coming down with a cold and flu-like symptoms, check your diet. It says here that porcupines have a knack for sticking to people sharply and intensely if they're aggravated. You know, people are speaking the truth right now, and it may be like a quill barb. It digs deep, you know, but this is a time that people are doing it. Anyway, so I thought I'd just mention that one. Let's see what else I can talk about. The dolphin, the power of breath and sound year-round. So it's on 266 of Animal Speak by Ted Andrews. And it's a mammal of the sea, and most people think of dolphins as whales as being a fish, but they're not. They nurse and contain most of the qualities that separate mammals from other animals, you know, species. And the largest member of the dolphin family is a killer whale. You know, it was last week on Friday, I suddenly got a gift of this Amazonite with dolphins on it, but I was also connecting with the Dolphin Collective, and they were giving me the codes for part of the new DNA, they're the old new DNA codes, right? I've been getting them throughout the past few years, but some really amazing ones were happening last week, and so it doesn't surprise me that all these shifts and these great strides within humanity are happening right now. Now, a lot of people see the things that are going on the planet and think, oh, my God, this is terrible. But, you know, sometimes things that don't seem the best are expressions that are actually shifting things into more balance, okay? So water is a symbol of creation, passion, even sexuality is the element of all life. It is a symbol of new dimensions and forces. And of that new, you know, of the creative feminine energy, okay, that I was talking about and I have continued to talk about. So, you know, water is essential to life, but so is breath. Many techniques for breathing exist and teach how proper use of breath can be used to induce altered states. You know, when you go through ascension, the way these altered states happen, you're in a constant state of being in an altered state when you're in fifth dimensional consciousness. So learning techniques of breathing can help you become more passionate and sexual in a positive way and heal the body, mind, and spirit. For example, tension and stress can be released by simply imitating and sprouting breath that dolphin use upon surfacing. People with lung and breathing problems can greatly align themselves with this dolphin medicine. The dolphin has rhythm to its breathing and to its swimming. Learning to breathe like a dolphin can be beneficial. Breath control is the key to the power of the dolphin. You know, when you take in this dolphin energy and you connect with the dolphin collective, it is the feminine energy. You know, the feminine energy that, you know, these beings tried to destroy was stored within the dolphin collective. And, it was re-released to humanity, and now the different DNA codes are being released now. So, anyway, they talk here about the sonar activity and the clicks and the response. You know, in physical reality, in 3D, there's more physical form. In fifth-dimensional consciousness, there's more flow, and the physical form is more flowing because of it, okay? But the clicking and the frequency is different in fifth-dimensional consciousness. Sound came forth out of the womb of silence and created all things. You know, so there's a shifting back to the original creation. So it only stands to reason that, you know, the sound that it reverberates is going to be a different sound. You know, the earth shifts into fifth-dimensional consciousness, so humanity is shifting back into that. Anyway, they go on to talk about if you enter into the waters of life and do it with breath and come forth from the waters, breath what you most need or desire. It's about manifesting with that feminine creative energy. And it comes, you know, in fifth dimensional consciousness, things happen in the moment, so things can happen quite quickly in the moment. Then it goes on to say it was salvation to different groups of people and the messengers of God and a blessed symbol of the sea. If the dolphin has showed up as a totem, ask yourself some important questions. What are your words and thoughts creating for you? Ensure when dolphin arises, as you soon discover, you're getting outside enjoying fresh air. Are you holding intentions? You know, like a lot of that energy that you don't want to acknowledge, it's important to look at it and, you know, embrace it and release it. Even if you have to go to therapy, that would be a start. So when the dolphin shows up, it's time to breathe new life into yourself. And this is a time of breathing new life and release. Go out and play, it says. Deer, I was getting on 262, also gentleness and innocence. Gentle luring into new adventure, into being who we really were. You know, deer have captured the imagination of the humanity as one of the successful families of mammals. You know, it's the Day of the Dog today, the International Day of the Dog. Just want to mention that because dog has to do with family, okay? And I'm seeing that also. And the wolf, you know, the red, it says the white-tailed deer, the mule, and the caribou are three that are most prominent on the continent of North America. And each type of deer has its own specific quantities and qualities. And the deer is considered the most important animal ever hunted. The hunt of the deer is what transfers our civilization to the wilderness. There are many stories and myths of deers luring hunters, even kings, deep in the woods until they're lost and begin to encounter new adventures. So, you know, it's humanity is being lured or being encouraged. You know, this Saturn, Scorpio energy and Mars that just happened and the balance of those feminine energy and awakening into Virgo, Regularis, is pulling us into that. And we're becoming, you know, more truthful and more flowing with energy. It's an amazing time. You know, they talk about the antlers as being symbols of antenna connections to higher forms of attunement. So be very careful and in tune and pay attention to your inner thoughts and perceptions. So if you have the deer as, you know, as your totem, you're going to be able to in tune within yourself. So I just wanted to mention a bit about that. Flights of fancy. Animals stimulate the imagination. They touch and stir deep aspects of ourselves that we sometimes forget we have. You know, these animals are there to remind us of these things. And I kind of do an animal reading about the animals that I see around me as related to what's happening with humanity in these times. You know, but over the last 2 days and still continuing this new moon in Virgo, and this Regularis energy is pretty powerful. It's taking us in totally into a new age and a new attunement within. You know, they're beneficial as a prelude to the dance exercise that is described in the next exercise they talk about to get you ready to transmutate. You know, we were talking about that amphibian energy. And This kind of right frees the emotions and let us move past our usual mental blocks. It helps us to loosen the more primal fabric of our energy, part of the subconscious that responds to and understands nature. You know, when we look at nature and what's around us, it helps unlock that subconscious part of ourselves. You know, I'm in tune to it. I'm really connected to that creative feminine energy. It's part of me. It is part of all of us, but we just have to open ourselves up to it. It is relaxing and it also relieves stress. This is on 228 of Animal Speak. It stimulates creativity and invites a more intimate relationship with nature in all its forms. So connecting with animals and with nature is really important. Choose an animal. It can be any animal. In fact, it is beneficial to do this exercise with any animal that appears to you or appeals to you in the moment. If you lay there and you're meditating and an animal comes to you, use that one. And it does not have to be your own personal totem. Do some preliminary reading about the animal, its habitats and its behaviors. You know, you don't have to be thoroughly acquainted with every aspect, but it helps you. It will help you become familiar enough to be able to visualize it in your mind. Choose a time which you will not be disturbed. Take the phone off and off the hook, and if possible, perform the visualization outdoors. You know, if you can be out in nature, it's even better. Close your eyes and take a few breaths. Begin a slow, progressive relaxation. Focus on each body part, beginning with the feet, moving up to the head. Send warm, soothing, and feeling to each part in turn, okay, of the body. Now awakening, and imagine that you are that animal. If it is bird, see yourself with your ankles long and your nose and your mouth joined together, form a beak. So, you know, it's just all about, you know, looking at that animal and seeing how that animal and how they would be. So you will find that more and more animals will appear in front of you and they will give you messages. It's just for you to be in tune to that feminine aspect of yourself. You know, and in dream time, you'll see more animals, and they will represent different things. You can do some research and look at this books like this or look it up on the Internet. You know, you'll be more in tune with what's going around when your eyes will become sharp, your senses will become omnisensory and go beyond 3D kind of senses. You live in the moment and see the beauty around you. Anyway, so just give that a shot. It's pretty interesting, you know, what's going on right now. I usually have an hour and a half, but I don't have that amount of time. So in about another 7 minutes, it'll be 12 o'clock. So, you know, if you want to, I'll try to talk a little bit more about this stuff, but I just want to see if anybody has any questions. You know, the phone number here is 646-200-4169. And, of course, this computer is doing some weird things again. I do see that area code 251 has called in, so I will answer the call. Fifth Dimensional Living, Diane speaking.
Hello.
Yeah, what would you like?
I was having a lot of problems right now. I feel like my life's been kind of tossed in the air. I just found out my son is addicted to heroin, and he's getting help, but also my boyfriend for the last 6 years is giving me the silent treatment. I don't know what that's about, and I've got to move, and I'm financial problems, and I just want to see what you can tell me that, you know, in the future, what I can look forward to.
Okay, your son is getting help, right, you were saying?
Yeah.
I was going to just mention to you, I was talking at the beginning of the show how people are looking at their dark side and they are getting scared by it or they can't acknowledge it. So some people are doing drugs to be able not to have to deal with that. So some people that would not ever have used drugs are using them to be able to deal with this energy. And, you know, sometimes people, because this is a polaric society, you know, maybe your boyfriend is thinking that it's better for him not to say anything at all because he's probably feels that he wants to help you, but he feels that he may not be able to. You know, we can manifest in fifth dimensional consciousness, so it's important that we see ourselves as the way we want things to be. You know, some people talk about you know, seeing things in linear time and space, and you see one some pathway only in a certain way. But if you can, you know, look at things as magical and that anything can happen and that you just put out to source or to the energy, creative energy, what you want and just allow that energy to flow and live in love, mm-hmm. open that heart part of yourself and allow it to happen, you know?
Okay.
So...
All right.
How does that sound to you?
That's
you know, you have
great.
To go beyond what, you know, I was talking about we have to go beyond what hasn't worked. And it's okay for us to ask for help and put it out there
mm-hmm.
and expect it to happen. You know, there's been times where I've, you know, things seem pretty dire and all of a sudden they just turned, like instantly, just at the last minute. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to happen at the last minute for you. It may happen today or tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But open yourself up to that. Don't put limitations
okay.
on yourself. Because right now everything seems, you know, like pretty dire to you, right?
Right.
Like not so good. So
mm-hmm.
just open yourself up saying, well, it can't get any worse, you know, and then leave that. Just let it go. And then open yourself up to all the good things that can happen.
Okay.
Because,
all
you know,
right.
we can create those things around us. I've seen it happen so many times.
Mm-hmm.
I do have another caller, so if there's, is there anything else you want to ask? Because I want to get around. Pardon
all
me?
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, just hang in there. Your son's, you know, making the effort. He's going for help. And, you know, your boyfriend may not be able to express, and he may feel helpless right now.
Okay.
So... You know, just that's just the, what he's holding himself in right now. Just look beyond that, what you can do for yourself right now, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, it's just one of those times where people are having a rough time dealing with that dark side of themselves. And, you know, it's important that we get help. Area code 561.
Hello.
That number sounds familiar.
It does. How are you?
I know. How you doing?
I'm good. I was listening to what you were talking about with the animals, and I love Ted Enders' book, and you know I love the animals, but it's funny, is it? Because I have been getting visions lately. Lots of rats leaving.
This is Carol, by the way, right, Carol?
Yes.
Carol, you've been getting lots of visions of rats leaving.
Rats and snakes leaving. And,
okay.
you know, you tend to...
It's like the
normally,
Pied Piper.
I guess. But, you know, it's been interesting because it, on a human level, we associate... kind of like rats and snakes kind of on a dark side. And normally I look at it through a different level, which snakes are death and rebirth. Actually, I saw a snake yesterday, but someone had ran over it, so it was death. It was over. And so but this time I'm seeing it as some of the darkness leaving now. Because
you know, snakes have a very symbolic of rebirth, you know, the shedding of the skin. And then, you know, rodents or rats and mice are symbolic of opening up to new spirituality or things like that.
Survival, seeing the bigger picture of things like this. On a normal level, I usually look at the lighter side of everything. But this time, when I'm seeing this in this vision, I'm seeing that the darkness now is leaving. It's leaving. It's leaving.
So how does that make you feel?
Oh, man, it's challenging.
Glory, hallelujah.
Yes, it's like, oh, thank goodness, because I know the rats have been hanging around for a long time, and it's associated with what I have been noticing is that when the rat is around in the physical, something happens. and it's usually attached with somebody.
Yeah, it's like trickster energy in a way, isn't it? Sneaky.
Yeah. Sneaky, yeah. I know you only have a few seconds, so I just wanted
to... Well, it's not going to be... people won't be able to hear it if they're on the computer, but maybe we can squeak by a few more minutes.
Okay.
I'll try.
Yeah, because it just went off air, I see, too. But so that's been interesting. And dolphins, when you were talking about dolphins, too, it's funny.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, I have been looking for a plate for my car, a license plate cover. And
uh-huh.
I've been looking. I wanted something with the ocean, and I wanted something with, like, mermaids or something. And I have not been able to find anything. And I'm right mm-hmm. here at the beach. And so I decided yesterday to make my own with little decals. And so what I had done is I put dolphins on it. I found some dolphins, and I put on it, and then I bought a little dolphin chain and hung it from my car mirror. And so dolphins are representing, because right now I'm changing and I'm learning a new breath, and which is it's a swimmer's breath, which is because I'm by the ocean, so I'm having to relearn how to breathe differently than what I used
yeah.
to.
So you can really relate to the dolphin collective energy and
absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What I was
yeah.
talking about today.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
All so, pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is. It is. And animals are so connected and so divine, and they're just the highest form of consciousness, and people really give them credit for.
Yeah.
So
and, you know, they were holding a gift of that creative energy and activating
yeah.
energy
yeah.
for humanity. So I think that's
yeah.
even more amazing.
Absolutely. So, well, thank you. I just wanted to say hi and
yeah.
information.
I don't think it's recording anymore, but anyway, thanks for calling, Carol. It's always nice to talk to you. Did you hear that on IPM Nation, Fifth Dimensional Living was like number 8 of the top 10 shows?
Oh, really? Congratulations. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Well, I just noticed it today. I don't normally check, but I went to look, and I was like, wow, this is good.
Awesome. It is good because that means that more and more people are starting to be more conscious.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's all good. I was seeing today, you know, like I was seeing myself dancing on sun rays. And
oh,
I made
right.
a little
look, uh-huh.
bit strip about me walking on sunshine, and there's a song.
Right.
You know.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm seeing things, like you said, you know, like the darkness seems to be starting to go away, and I'm seeing more sunlight or more of the light and the balance, even though some, you know, mighty powerful things are going on right now, and they may not seem so good.
No, yeah, okay.
In the greater picture.
It is intense, yeah.
So
that's kind of a good thing that it's something that's showing that they are it is leaving, because it
mm-hmm.
Which is a good thing, a really good thing, so... Anyways, yeah. Well, you take care, have a blessed day, and we'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah. And in case anybody can hear this, have a great rest of the week, and I will see you back here next week for Fifth Dimensional Living.
Thank you for listening to Fifth Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger, bringing awareness to our world of greater love. For more information on Diane, please visit www.facebook.com/dbachberger1. May your heart and mind always be open to experiencing a greater world.